ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो दिस मॉर्निंग विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम एट्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 16 इंटाइटल ए पयोव्रत प्रोसेसेस ऑफ वर्शिप टेक्स्ट नंबर 14 word meaning, translation and purport by divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tava eva marisha manaha sariraja mana sariraja praja इमा सत्व रज तम जुषा सत्व रजस्तमो जुषा समहा भवान तासु असुर आदिषु प्रभो तथापि भक्तं भजते महेश्वरः तवैव मारिच मना शरीरजा तवैव मारिच मना शरीरजा प्रजा इमा सत्वरजस्तमोजुषा प्रजा इमा सत्वरजस्तमोजुषा समो भवांस्तासु असुरादिषु प्रभो तथापि भक्तं भजते महेश्वरा तवैव मारिच मना शरीरजा तवैव मारिच मनः शरीरजा प्रजा इमा सत्वरजा तमोजुषा समो भवांस्ता असुरादिषु प्रभो तथापि भक्तं भजते महेश्वरा तवैव मारिच मना शरीरजा प्रजा इमा सत्वरजा तमोजुषा समो भवांस्ता असुरादिषु प्रभो तथापि भक्तं भजते महेश्वरा
Thank you.
Anybody else? Matajij. Tava your eva indeed Maricha O son of Marichi Manaha Sariraja born either of body or of your mind all the demons and demigod prajaha born of you ima all of them sattva rajah tamah ajusa infected with sattva guna Rajogun or Tamogun. Samaha equal. Bhavan your good self. Tasu to every one of them. Asura Adisu beginning with the Asuraj. Prabho, O my Lord. Tathapi still, bhaktan unto the devotees, bhajate, take care of, maheshwaraha, the supreme personality of Godhead, the supreme controller, translation and purport by divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. O son of Marichi, because you are a great personality, you are equal to earth all the demons and demigods, who are born either from your body or from your mind, and who possesses one or another of the three qualities, sattva-guna, rajo-guna or tamo-guna. But although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller, is equal to earth all living entities, He is especially favorable to the devotees. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 9:29, the Lord says, Samoham sarabhutesu na me dvestastina priya e bhajanti tumam bhaktya Maite te suchapyaham. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is equal to earth everyone, He is especially inclined towards those who engage in His devotional service. The Lord says, Kaunteya pratyanahi name bhaktya pranasyati. My dear son of Kunti, please declare that my devotee will never be vanquished. Elsewhere, Krishna also says, Eyatha mam prapadante tasthaiva bhajamyaham mama vartmanu vartante मनुष्या पार्थ सर्वशा 411 भगवद गीता. एक्चुअली एवरी वन इज ट्राइंग टू प्लीज द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड इन वेरियस वे. श्री श्री गौनिताय की जाय. राधारास बिहारी ललिता विशाखा जी की जाय. सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जाय. बट अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर मेथड्स ऑफ अप्रोच द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड indulge them with different benedictions. Thus Aditi appealed to her husband by saying that since even the supreme controller favors his devotees, and since Indra, Kashyapa's devoted son, was in difficulty, Kashyapa should bestow his favor upon Indra. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुर्जिनमिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. भूतैर्महद्भिः मा पुरो विभो निर्मायसे ते यदमुः सुपुरुषम् भुक्ते गुणांशोडशतोडशात्मकम् शूलम् कृशिष्टम् भगवन् वचांसि मे. गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः. वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुवयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तु ते. सप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. भावराधिका माधुरी अस्वादय सुखकाज जयति कृष्ण चैतन्या कलि प्रकटे ब्रजराज. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो when Kashyap Muni came to house, by seeing the situation of the house and his wife were very morose, he asked several questions. Now text number 10 is very significant. He hit the nail. The cause of her unhappiness or distress. Why she was so morose? He said, Api sarve kusalani ta putra manaswini. He said, O manaswini, great minded lady, Manaswini. This word Manaswi is very, very important. Manaswi means one who is not disturbed in any situation. Manaswi means one who does not discriminate in any way. Bali Maharaj has been addressed as Manaswi. When he was ready to give three-step plan, Shukracharya warned him that who is this person? So Sukadeva Goswami, seeing the determination of Bali Maharaj, that even after he was warned by Shukracharya, the whole secret of drop boy, Vaman, was revealed by Shukracharya. Bali Maharaj did not accuse Vaman Dev that you are a hypocrite. You have different intention. You have come here with the intention to take all my property, but very cleverly you have taken a form of a drop boy. Thank you, my Guru Maharaj, at least you opened my eyes. Did he say anything like that? No. He said, even if it's true what you are saying, still I will give him. Because I have given him word. After hearing this statement of Bali Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami became so happy. And he addressed Bali by this word, Manasvina Avidaya. Anybody remember the sloka? It is somewhere here. Maybe chapter 20. Yes, 20, 10. 10 or 12, something. Sorry. Yes, 10. Manasvina karunakasya sobhanam edarthi kamon upanena durgati kutah punar brahma vidah bhavadisham tato vato rasya dadami vanchitam. By giving charity, a benevolent and merciful person undoubtedly become even more auspicious. Especially when he gives charity to a person like your good self. Under these circumstances, I must give this little brahmachari whatever charity he wants from me. So Bali Maharaj has been addressed as Manasvi. He did not care. He said, even if I become pauper, I don't mind. Prabhupada in Purport, he writes that if somebody is doing business or gambling or something like that, and if he loses all his wealth, people will condemn him. Hey, rascal, he doesn't know how to do business. He have destroyed everything, he lost everything. And somebody gambles and loses everything, still people will condemn. But if someone gives everything to Krishna and becomes pauper, then he is glorified that he has given everything to the Lord. His name goes up in the list. So Bali Maharaj has been addressed as Manasvi. Great minded. Did not care for the result. Great minded. He was just ready to give. Once, Prabhupada, when he was staying in Akash Ganga, he had to go for morning walk on Burley Sea Face. So many people used to accompany him. One was Mr. Ramakrishna Bajaj, and he has a relative, Mr. B.K. Birla. So those days Birla, they were staying in Calcutta. So once they had come, he had come to Bombay, and Mr. Bajaj and Mr. Nevatia. Both happen to be relative. By the way, one of our committee members, Mrs. Nevatia, comes from same family. So Mr. Nevatia asked Mr. Birla, "This Swamiji is very powerful. He had done a great preaching. And every morning and evening, he meets with people. We go to meet him. Will you like to come?" So Mr. Birla said, "I know this Swamiji. I know this Swamiji. If I go, they will ask for money. Therefore, he chose not to come to see Prabhupada." So Mr. Nevatia, when he met to Prabhupada, evening time, he mentioned this episode. And Prabhupada simply laughed. He said, "Look at this misfortune of Mr. Birla." He said, "These people," and he compared, he Prabhupada quote this verse, Manasvina Karanaya Bali Maharaj, comparing. He compared Bali Maharaj. He said, "Look at Mr. Birla. He is a big man, very rich man. Like Bali Maharaj was very big man, very rich man." And Mamandev asked for 3 steps. And Bali Maharaj became very angry. And Mr. Birla, if he would have said, "All right, Swamiji, what do you want? I'll give blank check to you. And if I have written only 3 rupees or something," Mr. Birla will become very happy. "Oh, look at Swamiji. He very santosi. He self-satisfied. Only 3 rupees he taking." Where Bali Maharaj got angry. He felt insulted. He felt insulted because he was asked only 3 steps land. So, the Manasvi means one who does not discriminate. So, indirectly, Kashyap ji knew that what is the problem of his wife. Because ordinarily, the women are very attached to their children. But natural, they are mother. They have big heart. They are attached to his children. Sometime, we all have experience. Father gets upset with us, gets angry to us, with us, but mother is always kind. The daughters are very dear to the father, and the sons are very dear to mother. Is it not? True? Yes. Father will say, "No, I'll not give anything." Mother will say, "Don't worry, come here, come. From back door, she will give something." So mother are always attached to their sons. Aditi is also like that. And Kashyap Muni knew that she attached to her son. Therefore, he addressed her by saying, "Manaswini. Manaswini. Oh, great-minded lady." These 2 words, Mahamana, Manaswina. Therefore, these are the title for great people. Undisturbed in all situations. That is Manaswini. So then he asked that, "How are your son? Are all your son feeling, faring well? They are okay?" And that was the cause of her unhappiness. After hearing this question from her husband, she is also a great lady, so she started replying her husband's answer in these 7 verses. In 3 verses, she replied all the questions which were asked by her husband. So since he asked the well-being of her son and her household affairs, about the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, worship of Brahmana, taking care of Atithi, and performing the religious principle of household, when he asked, she answered each question nicely. Text number 11 says, Aditi Ubacha, Bhadram Dijagava Brahman, Dharmasyasya Janasyacha, Trivargasya Cha, Trivargasya Param Chitram, Grihame Dinam, Grihame. See, you the word Bhadram, all glories to you for asking the well-being of mind or understanding. She said, everything is fine. Religious principle is being followed. Cows are being taken. The Brahmana is being worshipped. And I am following all the principle which is given by you for a householder. Now, one of the Acharya mentioned that for a wife, her husband is the guru. Of course, now initiation is given. I don't want to be controversial, but I am just quoting a scripture. Earlier, husband was the guru of his wife. It was his business to deliver his wife. That's what Manusmriti says. In Bhagavatam, Lord Rishabhdev, he also said, Pati na sa syat. He is not a husband if he cannot deliver his wife from clutches of birth, death, old age and disease. So it is husband's duty to deliver his wife. Therefore, wife were not having, they didn't have any other occupation. Their occupation was only to serve the husband. And those husbands were also husbands. They were not ordinary. They were not like bhogi or enjoyer. They were not in sense gratification. Look at these husbands, like Kashyap Muni, Kardam Muni, and all these people. They are just not ordinary. They are sense controlled. They were not in household life for sense enjoyment. Kashyap is such a great personality. He is one of the Prajapati. He knows everything about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how to please Lord. Still, she addressed herself as Grihamedhina Ime. She considered herself Grihamedhi. That is the quality of a great person. She did not say when Grihastha said Grihamedhi. Kashyap is a very renowned person, great person. So, Swami Acharya, he writes that the woman or the girl in childhood, they are well trained up by her mother. What should she do when she go to her in-law's house? She perfectly trained up. Still, it is her duty to inquire from her husband. What pleases him? All these things were taught by her parents, but still she has learned from her spiritual master, who is Kashyap Muni. Therefore it was said, Pati Parameswar. They are Parameswar, they are the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he said, whatever I have learned, I have been doing so. Oh, my respectable Brahmanan husband, all is well with the Brahmanas, the cow, religion, and the welfare of other people. Oh, master of the house, the three principles of dharma, artha, and kama flourish in household life. So this is the duty of householder, to see these three things. Purushartha, the dharma, artha, kama. And of course, moksha is there, which is for everyone. But artha or earning is for householder, not for brahmachari, vanaprastha or sannyasi. These three are dependent on householder. Just like in our body, there are different parts of the body, leg, hand, head and belly. Where do we put our food? Haradas? Everything is important in our body. Leg is important. Hands are important. Head is important. Belly is important. Where do we put our food? On the leg? You put your food in ear. So rice, dal, everything in your ear. In your eyes, you become blind. You put in our belly, right? And from here, the energy is supplied everywhere. So it's a belly duty to supply energy to all limbs of the body. Same way, it is the duty of Grihastha to support Brahmachari, Sannyasi and Vanaprastha. Earning wealth or money is not the business of Brahmachari. Haridas, sun rahe ho na? Samajh nahi aata Hindi suno udhar. Main kaha paisa kamana brahmachariyon ka kaam nahi hai. न तो सन्यासियों का और न तो वानप्रस्थियों का. केवल गृहस्थ के पास लाइसेंस है पैसा कमाने का और किसी के पास नहीं. सो एनीबडी अर्निंग मनी हु इज नॉट हाउस होल्डर और अनऑथराइज. ऑफकोर्स फॉर कृष्णा, यस फॉर कृष्णा एनीबडी, बट फॉर आवर ओन मेंटेनेंस वी डन इट. द गृहस्थ had to take care. And it is duty of Brahmachari and Sannyasi to teach Grihastha how to take care of Brahmachari, Vanaprasthi and Sannyasi. We should not do somebody else's duty. Better do your duty imperfectly than trying to do somebody else's duty perfectly. Our duty is to go and teach people. Teach the householder. It is your dharma to earn money and support everyone. Unfortunately, nowadays these things are not happening. And therefore, we see brahmachari, sannyasi, everybody is busy earning money. If the householder, they take care, then there is no problem. Then brahmachari, sannyasi, they will be free to go and preach. And this way, you know, whole place will become Vaikuntha. I mean, same thing. Other day, we were on the farm. And we went to visit few villages. There was a village, they had a missionary school, Christian missionary school. There are 2,500 students in the school. The rule of the school is, if you want to get admission, then you have to put cross, first thing, change your name, baptize, what is called baptize? Yeah. They had to be converted Christian in order to get admission in this school. In the village, every house has a cross and Jesus Christ photo. But the people in the village, they are very simple. They didn't know. When we say Hare Krishna, they all say Hare Krishna. We are chanting Hare Krishna, they are chanting Hare Krishna. I can show some photos. And they are very happy. They are very happy. So it is easy, because the Christian, they come, they give them wine, they give them bread, meat, and education for the children. You do not believe, the whole Talasri area, village after village, is being converted in Christianity. Now it is time for us, Brahmachari and Sannyasi. Mahaprabhu wanted Prithivi Tyasa Javat Nagaradi Gram, Sarvatra Prachar, Haimamur Naam. Let us get out in the village now. We have been preaching so long in the city. Some of us should get out of in village. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, chalo udhar, katha karenge, gaon mein. Like that. And we can convert, not convert, reconvert, bring them back. It was so easy. It is so easy. I mean, it is easy to let them be on their situation. When their children, they grow up, new generation, they will become fanatic. Very difficult. So the person, Mr. Pathak, who was going with us, he was saying, Prabhuji, the villagers, they need simple thing. If we help them little bit with their farming, they will be sold out to us. So this is indirect way of preaching, not direct way of preaching. Simply teach them how to live happily in natural way, and we can make them Krishna conscious. So, if brahmachari and sannyasi are free, it is easy to go out and preach. So, come back on the point. She said that everything going on very nicely. The artha, trivargasya. Trivarga is the dharma, artha and kama. They are the prime duty of a householder. That flourish in household life, which is consequently full of good fortune. Any householder or any place, wherever there is worship of Govinda, cow and Brahmana goes on, there cannot be any disturbance or misery in that place. It was told by Brahma to Indra. Na bhavanti hi abhadrani go Govinda dvijasevaya. Where Govinda, Dvija means Brahmana, and Go means cows are being served. Na bhavanti abhadrani, there cannot be any unauspiciousness. So she said, Bhadram Dvija Gavam Brahman. The Brahmanas are taken care, religious principle is being followed, and the cows are taken care. Same thing. What Aditi is saying, Brahma said same kind of thing. So she answered one of his questions. Are the Brahmana taken care? Are the cows taken care? Are you following the religious principle like that? Of householder, means giving charity and so on and so forth. Then, text number 12 said, Agnyo अतिथयो भृत्यः विक्षवो ये च लिप्सवः सर्वं भगवतो ब्रह्मन् अनुध्यायन् नरिष्यति। अग्नयो ओ बिलवेड हस्बैंड द फायर गेस्ट सर्वेंट एंड बेगर आर ऑल बींग प्रॉपरली केयर फॉर बाय मी बिकॉज आई ऑलवेज थिंक ऑफ यू देर इज नो पॉसिबिलिटी दैट एनी ऑफ द रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल विल बी नेग्लेक्टेड। सो हियर इन दिस वर्स वी फाइंड द ड्यूटी ऑफ ए डिसाइपल और ए वाइफ। A chaste wife is one who follows her husband. That is chaste wife. That's why Brahman Anudhyayan. Anudhyayan is very important in this verse. Anudhyayan means whatever I have been taught by you. Adhyaya, Adhyayan. Means studying, whatever you have taught me, I remember and I have been following. And we sing every day, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Chitete Karyakya, Arna Karibo Mane Asa. Same thing. Kasyap Muni is Guru for Aditi. So she is saying, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, I have no other desire than following what you have taught me. You have taught me to do the fire sacrifice, worship the couch, then take care of guest who comes. The servant, they very important. We must take care of the servant. Even earlier, people used to make sure that servants are being fed before they feed. The householder, they were making sure, although the cooking was done separately for the servant and separately for the master of the house, but still the wife or the actually real owner of the house is the wife, not the husband. Therefore they are called Grihani. Grihani means the owner of the house. The man is not the owner of the house. The women are the owner of the house. In a scripture, there is so much importance is given to the ladies. There are a lot of importance is given to the mothers. They are the owner of the house. The man goes out, earns, and gives everything to women. Nowadays, they earn. They give only what they need. They ask, what is your budget to run the house? 10,000, 20,000. They will have 20,000. Balance money they will keep in bank. The men, they know how to do manipulation. Saving this tax, that tax. Women are very straightforward. They will pay the tax. No problem. Therefore, they are called Lakshmi. They are Grihini. They take care of everything. So the women, they were responsible to make sure that everybody is being fed very nicely. And they ate last. I remember my mother, my grandmother, they never ate first. Once my mother came here, and my father came here, and my wife was eating same table with me, or same time, and my father was very unhappy. He said, how can I have your wife eating with you? He didn't like that. And it is duty of the mother or a wife or a lady to feed everyone and then eat last. I don't know whether it is appealing. At least I can talk here, not in West, but here I can talk in India. This is what the duty. So he said, Agnayo Atithayo Vritya Bhikcho Echa Lipsavaha. Lipsavaha means whatever they desire.
Whatever they have lipsa, whatever they have desire, they are being given. If Brahman asks something, well, he was given. If servant asks something, he was given. The famous story, Prabhupada tells that how a Bengali gentleman who was a driver for a long time, old driver, and once the driver had stolen some money. And the son of this Bengali gentleman found out the driver has stolen money. So they were very unhappy. The son were educated from the West. No, a thief. They saw differently. This fellow had been driving for a long time and he has stolen. We have put our faith on him for so long. That means he has been stealing for so long. That was their conclusion or understanding. First time fellow stole. But their conclusion was, he has stolen for so long. So he should be given heavy punishment. But father was still alive, who had appointed him a driver for a long time. So the case came to the father. Father called him. And he asked him, did you do that? Driver, honest man. He said, yes, I stole. The father asked, why did you do that? He said, my daughter had to get married and I didn't have money. So time came for punishment. What punishment to be given? Father said, double his salary. Whatever you are giving, double his salary. The sons were shocked. How it can be? The guy has stole and now we are, you know, giving some price to him, double his salary. The father said, if you had given him enough, you are not stolen. You have not given him enough, therefore he has stolen. This is the consciousness today people have got. Today people have got this consciousness. Give less to the worker. Give less to the servant. Better don't give is better. But if you don't give less to the servant. You nonsense. If you give less, then what he will do? He will steal. Give him enough, so he don't steal. So this word, lipsavaha, is very important. Agnayo atithayo vrityaha, bhikshavo, jecha lipsavaha. Whatever they wanted has been provided. See, that is the richness of household life. That is the beauty of household life. Bhritaya, servant. Bhikshavo, the beggar. Whatever they ask. Sarvam bhagavato brahman. Oh my dear husband, oh my beloved husband, oh brahmana. I have done all these things. As instructed by you, as I have learned from you. Anudhyasyanti. Narisaya. Narisaya. Nothing is being missed. I have taken care properly. I have given everything, whatever. Then verse number 13 said, Konu me bhagavan kamo na sambande tamanasaha yasya bhavan pradajaksha evam dharman prabhasate. So here, the duty of a wife, she had done. Now said, oh my lord, since you are a prayapati. And are, up to here, she has answered all his questions. Now, in towards the last, he asked, how are your son? Are they okay? Now she wanted to answer, she could also answer directly without wasting time. But if you want to get something from somebody, then you have to really do something that person is pleased. So now she giving introduction of the whole episode and what she wants, that she will tell later on. Then, oh my lord, since you are the Prajapati and are personally my instructor in principle of religion, where is the possibility that all my desire will not be fulfilled? Because he did ask one question, that all your desire being fulfilled, yet pujaya kaman. No, here. Yeah, verse number 10 when he said, O great minded lady, are all your sons farewelling well? Seeing your withdrawn face, I can perceive that your mind is not tranquil. How is this so? Means, are you happy? So, for that she is saying, how can my desire not be fulfilled? How can I not be happy if I have such a great husband like you? For a wife, husband is pride. They don't need anything else. They need only husband. And husband is representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we have Krishna in our life, what do we need? Do we need anything else? We don't need anything else. If Krishna is there in our life, we are happy. But if you have everything of the world in your life, but no Krishna, what happened? Maro? Unhappy. Be distressed. So let whole thing go to hell. But let have Krishna in our life. And that's what Prabhupada has given to us. That's what Prabhupada has taught us. If you really want to be happy, then you really have to be ready to leave everything aside. Earlier also I quoted one sloka from Kabir. Kabira khada bazar mein liye lukati haath. Aur kaise hai? Ghar jalaye aapna chalo hamare saath. Something like that. That he has a fire in his hand. He said, if you want to come with me to Krishna, then you got to burn all your belonging first. And Krishna said same thing. Sarva dharmana parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja aham tvam sarpapebhu mukshayishyami masucha. First give up everything. So decision is ours. You cannot burn the fire and put the water same time. We decide what we want to do. If we want to have material possession, then Krishna will say, see you later. And if you want to Krishna, then say goodbye to all the material possession. This is what she is saying. Oh my Lord, since you are a Prajapati and our personality and personally my instruction, my instructor in the principle of religion, where is the possibility that all my desire will not be fulfilled? If you follow the instruction of the spiritual master, if you follow the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, as you teach, we belong to the family of as you teach. Bhagavad Gita as you teach, Prasadam as you teach, Bhagavatam class as you teach, chanting Hare Krishna as you teach, following the instruction as it is. And then where is the question of desire not fulfilled? What is our desire? Our desire is to be happy. When one can not be happy, Jeev Krishna Das, Evishwas Karleto Ar Dukhanai. If we get firm faith that I am servant of Krishna, Vishwas, firm faith. If we have that I am servant of Krishna, and we start serving Krishna, then where is the question of distress? Distress comes when we do lip service. Said, yes, I am servant of Krishna. And somebody said, Prabhu, can you serve prasadam? Oh, I have to do this thing. You nonsense, then what kind of servants you are? Every day we are praying, Seva adhikara diho karanija dasi. Please give me some service. And some service is given, we find some excuse. What kind of servant we are? How can we be happy if we find excuse? You can only be happy if you are ready to serve. I mean, I remember Jagat Purush Prabhu, you all can testify, our training was those days. When our service is done, we ask some other devotee, Prabhu, is there anything I can do for you? Right? What about it, Prabhu? That's what you used to say. You go to devotee and ask, Prabhu, is there any service? And nowadays we escape from devotee. Baba, he is coming temple commander, vice president, president. He may ask me to do something else. So where have you gone? Just like a lusty man, he is waiting for his desire to be fulfilled. A man who is hankering for the wealth, he is saying, how can I get more wealth? Same way, if we have desire to serve Krishna, we should be looking all the way, 24 hour day, how I can serve Krishna? How I can serve Vaishnava? How I can serve my spiritual master? And if we do this thing, then all our desire will be fulfilled. And that is to be happy in all circumstances. And then, he tells verse number 14. This was only introduction of this verse so far. Are you ready? Okay. So she addressed him as Maricha. Tatha eva. Eva means certainly. Tatha eva Maricha. See, Marichi is one of the seven rishis. When the creation took place, the first Saptarishi were created by Brahma. So, from Brahma and Kala, Marichi was born. And Marichi is also a Prajapati. So is Kasyapati Prajapati. And he is very equally disposed because he is Prajapati. So, here, she used him, Maricha, O son of Marichi. Mana sari raja, praja ima sattva rajas, tam ujasa. Said, O son of Marichi, because you are the great personality, you are equal towards all the demon and demigod, who are born either from your body or from your mind, and who possess one or another of three qualities, sattva-guna, raja-guna and tamaguna. But although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, now here she compares him with the Supreme Personality of Godhead for one thing, and that is for equality. Krishna is equal. Same way, Father is equal to all his children. Still, if father has tension, father is equal to all his children. But youngest son, he is more affectionate, right? Somebody like you have 20, not that different, but somebody a 10-year-old son and 5-year-old son or 2-year-old son. Naturally, father will be more inclined to a small son. That does not mean that he hates his 10-year-old son. He loves all his son, but still, the younger son is dependent on him every way. Same way, all the living entities has come from the Lord. They are called Praja. Lord is equal to everyone. Samoham sarabhutesu namedvesti nampriya. He is equal to everybody. But still, the devotee of this Lord are like a small kid. Devotee of the Lord are like a small kid. So father, he loves a small child. Same way, the Lord, he loves a small devotee, or he loves his innocent devotees who are not expert in worldly life, who don't want to get into worldly life, their soul surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore Krishna declares it. Boldly he told Arjuna to go and declare. Kaunteya pratyanahi name bhaktya pranasyati. O Kunti Nandan, go and boldly declare. Somebody may say, why did not Krishna do himself? Why did he ask Arjuna to do? Right? Everywhere he is saying, do this, directly ordering. Surrender to me, think of me, offer everything to me. Why didn't he say here? Why did he ask Arjuna? Because sometime Krishna breaks his promise. But if his devotees, if they give some promise, Krishna will break his promise to keep the promise of his devotee. Just like Bhishma Pitama. Krishna said, I will not take any weapon because his work was done. And Bhishma said, I'll make sure you do that. And Bhishma made him pick up the wheel on the chariot. This is Bhishma Stuti. Bhishma glorified that, my Lord, you are so kind to your devotee. You can break your own promise to keep devotee's promise. Same for Prahlad. When Prahlad was challenged by his father, is your God in this pillar on whose strength you are jumping up and down like a frog? Is he here in your pillar? He said, yes. He also in this pillar. Our Lord appeared from that pillar. And Sukadeva Goswami, seeing the conviction of Prahlad, he said, Satyam Vidhatu Nirjabhittabhasitam. To prove the statement of his devotee, Lord appeared from that pillar. He could have appeared from anywhere. Why did he appear from pillar? Just to prove the statement of Prahlad Maharaj. So Lord, he'll break his own promise to keep the promise of his devotee. In Mahabharata, 9 days war took place. Finally, last day, 10th day, 9th day night, Duryodhana went to Pitama and said, my dear Pitama, I know you are not going to kill Pandavas. Unnecessarily innocent soldiers are being killed. Do one thing. You retire now. You have become old man. You retire. And I will get my friend Karna. At least he will kill Arjun. He had taken a vow to kill Arjun. Pitama said, Duryodhan, don't worry. Tomorrow I will kill them. All five. They will be killed. So, Duryodhan didn't trust. He didn't trust it. Pitama Bhishma. He said, how am I to believe that you will kill them tomorrow? 9 days pass, you have not killed. How will you kill tomorrow? And what is the extra thing you are going to do? Then Pitama brought out 5 golden arrows. He said, these 5 golden arrows are the arrow which will kill all 5 Pandavas tomorrow. I'll kill 5 Pandavas with the 5 arrows. Duryodhana said, okay, very good. Your plan is good. But let me have this arrow. And I'll bring and give to you tomorrow. He thought maybe Krishna can do anything night time. He may come and, preach Pitama. And Pitama is devotee of Krishna. He can do anything. So, faith. So he took that 5 arrows. And went to camp. And a big celebration of that night in the camp. Because next day the Pandavas are going to be killed. War is over. Krishna told Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, he described all the incident, what happened. He said, you do one thing. You go to Duryodhan. And they are in joyful mood. Today, whatever you ask, Duryodhan will give you. So what should I do? So go and ask him to give those 5 arrows. He said, how will he give? He said, do you remember? When Duryodhan was defeated by Yakshas, and you came and rescued him, and he was very happy, and he wanted you to ask for a boon, and you have told him, when time comes, I will ask. Now the time has come. So you go and ask for the 5 arrows. So Arjun came. Big party was going on. Big party was going on. Cocktail party, whatever party was going on there. And everybody was in joyful mood, dancing and laughing. When they saw Arjun's chariot coming, some of them were shocked. Seeing Arjun coming on this time. Duryodhan became magnanimous that day. He said, oh my dear brother Arjun, please come. Wow. Never he welcomed so warmly. First time in life Duryodhan welcomed Arjun so warmly. Arjun came. He said, I am very happy that you came at least. Please come. Let us have celebration together. He said, my brother, I have come. I need something. I need to ask you something. Said, yes, yes. Whatever you want, please tell. Because I thought today is only last day. He said, whatever you want today, I'll give everything. You want your kingdom? I'll give all your kingdom today. Because tomorrow you're going to finish anyway. So take whatever you want. You want your kingdom? I'll give kingdom. Whatever you want. He said, no. Do you remember when you were being defeated by Yaksha? That time I rescued you and you asked me to ask some boons. And I said, when time comes, I will ask. Yeah, I remember very much. Please, come on, tell me, what do you want? He said, are you sure you will give me? He said, yes, I will give you. He said, well, those 5 arrows which you took from Pitamah today evening, please give those 5 arrows. I said, yeah, Duryodhan heard that. He was sweating. My goodness. How did you come to know? How did you come to know? Just tell me this one. I'll give the arrow. But I need to know. How you came to know? Then he told that Krishna is there. So Krishna is one who is my protector. Who has protected me and he will protect me. So he is one who has given this information. Duryodhan, first time in his life, he bowed down to Krishna and he accepted his defeat. That was the time Duryodhan accepted defeat. Whole Mahabharata was just simply a play. Just like other day on our forum, we were playing football, volleyball. So Radhakanai team was losing. Kitna sata Radhakanai? Radhakanai, phone par baat kar rahe hai, mera baat sun rahe hai. They lost 0-7. They were 0, we were 7. Right? But after losing 3-4, they thought we are going to lose anyway. So let us play. Kahan apna? Damodar hai idhar? Damodar Devendra kahan hai? Damodar was saying all the time, we are going to lose anyway. So let us play. So Duryodhana also thought, okay, we are going to lose anyway. So let us fight for sake of fighting. Because if Krishna wants to kill somebody, Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke, Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke. So Krishna is the protector of his devotee. Because devotee are just like a parent, father, the protector of a small child. So better to remain a small. Yesterday, we went to meet one of our donors, and he took me to office. He is the son of Aswin Dani, Asian Paint, the owner of Asian Paint, his son. So he took me to office and he has designed his whole office in Advaitabad way. philosophy of Advaitavada. And he was saying, how Gyan is superior than Bhakti. And he said, this is Gyan room. That meeting room, this is a Gyan room. And when they have eating place, in all the staff they eat, no? He says, the Bhakti room. Bhakti means enjoyment. So, you know, he has some concept, okay, Bhakti means enjoyment. So, they say, call the room Bhakti room, Gyan room. And then his office is Tapasya room, austerity room. It's not easy. So, he had designed his whole office in Advaitavada Siddhanta. Right? So, right, Devindai? That's what he was saying, no? So, he said, Gyan is higher. So, I say, Gyan is like grown-up child. And Bhakti is like a small child. So, who gets chocolate? Father will give chocolate to whom? A small child. So we get our chocolate and we are happy. We have no problem. We don't want to get this knowledge or Gyan. In fact, if we have Bhakti, knowledge is already there. Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha, Janati Asu Vairagyam, Gyanam Cha Ad Ahechukam. All knowledge is there. So let us remain devotee. Let us not become Gyani. Not Advaitavadi. Let us remain devotee. And Krishna is kind to everyone. Still, he is kind to the devotee who are surrendered to him. So Aditi, she indirectly says, tells, just like the Lord is favorable to his devotee, O my beloved husband, same way Indra is very obedient to you. She is reminding the demons are disobedient to you. But Indra is very obedient to you. Indra, Kashyapa's devoted son, was in difficulty. Kashyap should bestow his favor upon Indra. So that's what she was indirectly saying. Next verse she would directly say what has happened. That we'll be hearing from tomorrow. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question? Comment? Karbhajan? Mike?
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, you are giving example that Lord is kind to everyone and he is specially kind to his small children, devotees. So when he is kind to everyone, so that means he is kind to demons also. So can you explain something more about
this? Yes, any demon who are killed by Krishna, they get liberated. That's the kindness. They don't go to hell. They could go to hell.
The demigods and demons were procreated on the face of the earth or some other planets.
What?
Demons and demigods, they were procreated by Kashyap Muni on the face of the earth or some other planets where they were born.
Here, this Brahman, Vishwa Brahman,
no, on earth or
no, see, the earth, our territory is here. Just like somebody born in India, somebody asks, was he born in Bombay or in India? He born in India. Bombay is part of India. Same way, the earth is part of the whole universe. They are born in this universe. Where they are born, that's a different thing. Yes.
Thank you for a very deep lecture. My question is, after so many years in household life, I understand very thoroughly the dharma of my ashram and the artha of my ashram. I'm still trying to figure out where is the calm.
That's a greatest understanding that you have. You are looking for that. Unfortunately, devotees do not have that. Therefore, they are looking. Our calm is to serve Krishna. That is our real calm. Chitatmano apasantasya paramatma samahita sitoshna sukadukhe sutthamana apmanayo. Since they have controlled their senses and they have pointed all their senses on one object, and that is service to Krishna. The materialistic people, their senses are all over. Right? How is that second chapter? Bhavsakahi anantascha budhaya avyavasayana. Avyavasaya, you are materialistic. Bhavsakahi anantascha. At one time they think so many things. But one who is surrendered to Krishna, they think only one thing, that is Krishna. When Uddhava went to Braj, and he was teaching the gopis about this Gyan Marg, and they said, Uddhava, we have only one mind, and that mind is given to Brajan Nandan. There is no other mind to even think of what you are talking. So, you are a great devotee. All your karma is gone to Krishna. So, we have karma, and that karma is how to satisfy Srila Prabhupada. How to serve Him. That's our karma. That's our desire. That's our desire. Nija indriya tripti tar naam kam. But we don't have desire to gratify our senses. So there is no kam. Our desire should be to satisfy Guru and Krishna, Guru and Gauranga. Any other question? Comment? Jagatprabhu? Any comment? Madam Bhatta Prabhu? Yes. Sundar Chaitanya Prabhu?
Thank you very much for this class. Through this anudhyana, that word came, that by thinking about the master and his pleasure.
Thinking on the instruction of the master.
So, how that happens? By thinking about the master, you do all things very nicely. Can you just...
Yes. Thinking about master means thinking about the instruction given by the master. Bapu seva and Bani seva, both. Like Krishna says, Mam anusmara yuddhacha. Think of me. Think of me does not mean just put your mind in thought of Krishna. But put your mind in thought of whatever Krishna is saying. He's saying, I Kshatriya, fight. That is thinking of Krishna. The same way, thinking about a spiritual master or thinking about Krishna means following instruction. Clear? Just following instruction. Always be Krishna conscious. Be conscious to be Krishna conscious. First we have to be conscious. Then we can be Krishna conscious. First you have to be conscious that, yes, I should not do anything that will displease my spiritual master. I should not do anything that is, you know, beyond the scope of spiritual life or the rules and regulations. That is conscious. So we should always be conscious. If we are conscious, Maya will never touch us. When you become unconscious or careless, then Maya attacks us. So we always have to be conscious in order to be Krishna conscious. And how can we even be conscious? By having association of devotees. Just like when we are chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And we are chanting consciously, then each word we will hear. And when we are not conscious, then bead is moving and mind is somewhere else. Right? So Krishna Mulya says you, Bhogavancha kare, nikataste mayatar, jhapatiya dhare. When become unconscious, then Maya. So we always have to be conscious. Then you become Krishna conscious. Simple. Yes.
It seems like the real magic of the preaching is to convince people that they actually gain more pleasure by giving to Krishna than keeping it all for themselves.
Yes, but first we have to be convinced. If I am convinced, I can convince others. But if I am not convinced, and we only lip service, nothing will happen. Prabhupada was convinced. And whatever Prabhupada said, it mattered. We are not that convinced, at least me. I'm not that pure. So whatever purity we have, that much we can impart in others. So we have to be convinced. So whole process of Krishna consciousness is to convince ourselves first. By giving everything to Krishna, we will be happy. Right? So first I have to give everything. What I have? Mind, word and body. Mansa, vacha, karmana. Am I engaging 24 hours a day, my mind in thought of Krishna? And am I chanting holy name? Am I engaging my body all the time in service of Krishna? If I am doing that, and if I say this thing, it will bring effect. If I am taking prasadam and eating and sleeping in Brahmachari ashram and telling all the karmis, oh, you are karmi, you want to be happy, surrender to Krishna, come and serve Krishna. You are a hypocrite. Charity begins at home. First we have to do, then it will bring effect. Good comment. Good point. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the wonderful class. Prabhuji, in the lecture we heard that Lord Brahma is telling that if cows, Govinda and Brahmanas are being served properly, then there will be no question of anxiety. But in Aditi's case we are seeing little bit. So how we can understand this kind of contradiction?
Well, the serving, you have to understand the meaning of this thing. The word meaning is different than the deeper sense. Serving Govinda means unalloyed. Sarvadharman Paritajya. That is service of Govinda. Aditi, she is attached to her children. If she was totally surrendered to Krishna, totally 100%. And she was not worried. Krishna will take care. Aditi was not totally surrendered that way. She was attached. And that's but natural, mother, after all. And mother even fights with her husband for the children. Right? We have seen. That does not mean that she doesn't love her husband. She loves her husband. Or some other. I mean, Hiranyakashipu, when he wanted to give this poison to Prahlad, she refused. Kayadhu, the chaste lady, she refused. And then finally he had to chastise her. Who came first, me or Prahlad? He had to remind her. So mother, they have weakness for their children. I told in class. Any other question? Otherwise, I will stop here. Grandrashmad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Krishna Murari Maharaj ki jai.